Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, June 6th, 2020. As always, this podcast and the written version of the Key Races and Bets blog brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site. Going to get started here, but what a great week last week, and we're hoping for some more opening weekend at Belmont and some nice prices on tap. I think we're going to cover the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Don't forget, you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com and handicapping or how to bet and click on Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start with race 7 on Saturday, June 6th, the Westchester Stakes, post 4:32 Eastern. Chad Brown's been loaded waiting for racing to restart, and it seems like he has more than one horse in every race he runs in. In this race, he has a pair in Monongahela and Payne, and both look very strong. Monongahela is one of many moving from suspended services care. He's not been seen since February 15th, but that was a huge effort with beating the neck by a multiple winner, Always Mining. Two before that, Monongahela won a 100,000 stakes, strongly with a sweeping move. The 120 and 113 Equibase figures from those races are the best in the field this year, and I have to think he's going to run huge as a fresh horse with Jose Ortiz in the saddle. The one-turn mile and the one-turn 1/16 trip should hit him right between the eyes, as he's already shown he loves the distance with 13 first or second place finishes and 17 tries. He opens at 4-1, and given the nature of this field, that should hold up, so he's a nice low odds win overlay. Payne opens at 8-1, double the starting odds of his stablemate. After breaking his maiden in July 2018, he had some issues both physically and mentally, as he didn't win in his next four races through last November, but he finished second three times. Payne's won all three since, the last two one-turn miles, so this one-turn route is perfect, and Karamush, who's 3-for-3 when in the saddle, stays aboard. Payne earned a 113 figure in his 12-12 win last year, has the chops to get the win as well or be right there at the finish for the exacta. Senior Investment has earned $700,000 in his career to have the second highest bankroll of the field. Like Payne, he's won three in a row with 108, 111, and 106 figures and fits on all counts, opening at 10-1. Now to the morning line favorite, the ridiculous morning line favorite, Code of Honor, opening at 6-5. Yeah, the morning line's right, given all the hype, the fact he won the Fountain of Youth last winter and the Travers last summer, but Code of Honor's returning from 7 months off from McGahee, who does not usually have his horses cranked up off long layoffs, evidenced by a 5-4-43 record in the last 5 years. This is a grade 3 stake and a comeback race for Code of Honor. There's no incentive to go all out. It's not like he's meeting a weak group here, as might be the case in an allowance race which had conditions written for him. I have no interest in Code of Honor. Honorable mention, though, goes to Wait For It, particularly where the exact is concerned. He beat Senior Investment in January and then finished second as the 7-5 favorite to that one in February before a poor effort, but returning to form in either of those two gives him a shot. We're kicking off here a big Key Races and Bets podcast and blog with the Westchester Stakes, race 7 at Belmont, Saturday, June 6th, post 4:32, and the win bets are Monongahela at 2-1 or more, a true key bet on the day. Payne and Senior Investment can be bet at 7-2 or higher for a smaller amount than Monongahela. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. AmWager has a dutching tool free that calculates your money. You can enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win. It does it for you. It's free, among many other great features at AmWager.com. Exacta, Box, Monongahela, Payne, and Senior Investment. And for a buck, play another box, Monongahela, Payne, Senior Investment, and Wait For It. Doubles. In this race, dollar doubles at Belmont, Monongahela, Payne, Senior Investment, and Wait For It in race 7, Viadera, Eye in the Sky, Regal Glory, Get Mother a Rose, Rose Flower, and Significant Form in race 8. I'd like to play a pick 3 here, but my ticket came out to $144, so it's really not worth playing. It's using all the horses I'm going to give out in race 7, 8, and 9. If you want to play a cheaper ticket, $36, here's a ticket you can play if you don't want to play $144. It's going to be Monongahela in race 7, Viadera, Eye in the Sky, Regal Glory, Get Mother a Rose, Rose Flower, and Significant Form in race 8, Majestic Dunhill, Network Effect, Vekoma, Mind Control, Forens, Fire, and Performer in race 9. Moving on to race 8, the Intercontinental Stakes, post 5:04 Eastern on Saturday, June 6th at Belmont. Favorite significant form is not suspect, like Code of Honor. Must be included on pick three and double tickets, exacta trifecta tickets. But there are enough question marks to look elsewhere. And with that in mind, Eye in the Sky cannot possibly be ignored opening at 20-1. She had a fine campaign as a three-year-old with three wins and two runner-up finishes in 10 races, eight on turf. Nine of those 10 were stakes, and most carried the same purse as this race, so she's not outclassed. In preparation for this race, Eye in the Sky has worked sensationally. Best of 65 on April 25th, best of 136 on May 2nd, second best of 40 on May 8th, and then at Belmont on 5/28, best of 40. Castellano getting on gives me a lot of confidence. Most of all, the race on 225 last, that was significant, not for the third place finish, but for the tremendous trouble she had in the stretch. Bumped a number of times from the 8th pole to the 16th when she finally had a path and stretched her legs. Eye in the Sky was flying late. I think if she gets a clean trip here, she can run big at high odds. Significant form won this race last year off a 7-month layoff, won her only other two turf races, both stakes, last summer, including the Noble Dancel on the Belmont course. She proved she wasn't a grade one type in her last start of the year when beaten in the Matriarch, but she fits on all counts here and can win fresh. The only knock might be the outside 12 post combined with her tactical speed style, so she'll need to use some speed to attain good position before the turn, not go too wide. As I said previously, she's a must to use in exotics, but I just can't recommend a win bet anywhere near 5-2 starting odds. A second win bet may come with Rose Flower, who opens at 8-1, however. She won a stakes in France last July and won her second start in the U.S. last fall at the 7-furlong trip at the Belmont on Belmont turf. In her next start after that in December, Rose Flower had the same kind of trouble Eye in the Sky had in her most recent start and might have won if not blocked for a good portion of the stretch run. Regal Glory rounds out main contenders to win. She won her place in the first 7 races of her career, 6 of those stakes. One of those was the Grade 2 Lake Placid at Saratoga last summer. She could be forgiven for a poor effort in the Grade 1 Queen Elizabeth II at the end of a hard campaign. I expect her to be even stronger now as a 4-year-old. She won fresh, and Brown's horses fire off long layoffs, so she has to be considered strongly for all wagers made in this race. Now, to the morning line favorite in this race, Newspaper of Record. She's not as vulnerable as Code of Honor in the previous race, but she's got issues which make it difficult for her to win, in my opinion. Brown gets horses ready to win off layoffs, but he has three others in here, and particularly this one has shown a need-to-lead style. She found 10 furlongs too far in the Belmont Oaks July after winning 3 of 5 to start her career, but she couldn't win the Grade 3 Edgewood off of November 2018 to May 2019 layoff, and coming back fresh, she's going to be very fresh and want the lead. Unfortunately for her, Jakarta, just outside of her in the gate, absolutely is a need to lead type, so that further compromises the chances of Newspaper of Record. If Jakarta happens to scratch, Newspaper of Record has to be considered. Otherwise, I'm going to take a stand against her. Viadera and Get Mother Rose, who I mentioned for doubles and pick threes, have races that, which if repeated, give them chance to run well. In the 8th race at Belmont, the Intercontinental, on Saturday, June 6th, with a post of 5.04. Win bets, Eye of the Sky and Rose Flower at 4-1 or more. And again, we're making multiple win bets. Always try and use a dutching tool. AmWager has one free. It really helps allocate the money based on the odds and helps you make a better profit. Exactas, Eye in the Sky and Rose Flower overall. Now, this bet is the same as the win bet, so it's optional. Another bet is the exact as a place bet, which can be more profitable than a straight place bet. And that would be all over Eye in the Sky and Rose Flower. For the trifecta, we're going to box Eye in the Sky, Rose Flower, Regal, Glory, and Significant Form. And for the double, you can play it for a buck. In race 8, Viadera, Eye in the Sky, Regal, Glory, Get Mother a Rose, Rose Flower, and Significant Form. And in race 9, Majestic Dunhill, Network Effect, Vekoma, Mind Control, Friends Fire, and Performer. Don't forget, in each of these races, there will be 20-1 shots that have a chance, so this could pay very well. Moving on to race 9, the Run Happy Carter Stakes, Grade 1 at Belmont on Saturday, June 6th, with a post of 5:36 Eastern. I liked Majestic Dunhill in a classified allowance on April 25th. It was his first start off a 10-month layoff, but it was a 7-furlong sprint, so that was okay. He got bet down from 9-1, but blew the start with a slight hop and was last early, many lengths behind the 6 in a field of 7. On the turn, he was moving, but instead of wheeling to the center of the track, the jockey tried to go between, found no room, pulled, and just got to the outside, had to lateral him. All that being said and done, Justin Hill flew home the last 50 yards and missed second by a nose. He opens at 21 here and has a legitimate chance to win even in this salty group. He's won nearly $300,000 in his career. His best efforts have come at this trip. In the fall of 2018, Justin Hill won the City of Laurel Stakes, and he missed by a length when 12th of 14 early in the General George Graded Stakes last February 2019, the same race won by one of the favorites, Friends Fire, this year. The prep April 25th sets him up nicely second off the layoff. The 112 Echo-based figure he earned in the 2018 General George happens to be the same as Friends Fire earned winning the same race this year. And he's trained by George Weaver, the same as the third choice on the morning line, Vekoma. And it appears these two worked in company. I think Majestic Daniel has a nice shot to win, much more than his 21 odds suggest. Network Effect opens at 8-1, and that's too high to ignore as well. The only Chad Brown trainee in this race, he gets Red High Rad Ortiz Jr., who rode him for the first time a month ago to win a minor stakes at Gulfstream at this trip. The colt has only run twice as a four-year-old, going from a 102 figure to a 111 5 weeks later, and he's likely to go big progress this time, must be considered. Vekoma, Mind Control, Friends Fire, and Performer all can win, but opened 4-1, 7-2, 7-2, and 3-1. Offer little value as win bets compared to the other two. None are standouts, but there are so many top sprinters in this race, which means there'll be no clear favorite either. Vekoma made a sensational comeback run on March 28th with a 1-9 figure at the trip in a race similar to the one Network Effect won on 5-2, with a better figure, by the way, of 111, and can improve second off the layoff. Mind Control is 2-for-2 this year, and the 112 figure earned last out in the Tom Fool was a career best. Friends Fire is nearing the $2 million mark in his career earnings and makes his first start after leaving the service barn. Been working well, but the 112 figure earned the General George his last race is competitive here, but not standout. Performer won the 9-furlong Discovery Stakes when last seen at the end of November with a 111 figure, winning all three races before that after a third-place debut, and fits nicely. In the Run Happy Carter, race 9 at Belmont, Saturday, June 6th, post 5:36 Eastern. Win bets, Majestic Dunhill and Network Effect at 7-2 or more, and don't forget, if you can, use a dutching tool. Sign up for AmWager. It's free, legal in most states, covers most tracks, particularly the NIRA circuit, so you can use their dutching tool and allocate your money for you. For the exact as a place bet, because he's 20-1 all over Majestic Dunhill. And then I'm going to kind of try and press some more here with an exact of Majestic Dunhill and Network Effect over all, and turn it around, all over Majestic Dunhill and Network Effect. You wouldn't need to play that twice if you play the all over Majestic Dunhill as a place bet, but you can. Anyway, two 20-1 shots. They have big shots here. Nice sequence at Belmont. I hope you enjoy it. Check out the written version, the Key Races Bet blog at mwager.com. Become a member if you're not. Doesn't cost you anything. Lots of tools, lots of perks. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.